Today, Be'ezah Hashem, be learned daf Nun Ches of Masechet Ksubos. Some of the topics we're learning about include the machlokes regarding the percentage of truma which an arusa l'kohen receives when he gives mana l'nasei. The reasons for the Mishnah Achrayna that ein ha'isha cheles b'truma ad shetikones l'chupa. She may not eat truma until she performs chupa. The reasons for hamakdish ma'isi de'ishtoi harezu oisav cheles. If a husband contributes the principal portion of his wife's anticipated labors to Hekdesh, it does not become Hekdesh. Some of the terms and concepts we learn about include Midairaisa Arusa Echeles Bitruma. Midairaisa, once she becomes an Arusa to a Kohen, she may eat Truma. However, Midirabonan Arusa Eino Echeles Bitruma Achetekanes Lechuba. The Chacham initiated that an Arusa may not eat Truma until she performs Chuba. There is a machlekes for the reasoning of this takana. Some say because shematishka la'achel la'chaisa, while living in her father's home, she might give truma to her siblings who are not kahanim. Others say mishum sumfin, her husband may find a mum, a blemish, and will nullify the kedusha l'mafreya retroactively in which she was not eligible for truma. Tiknu ma'isi adeo tachas mazainis. The chacham initiated that a husband is entitled to his wife's labors to reciprocate for giving her support. A woman can tell her husband, I will not accept support, and in return, I won't give you my siyodai, because her support was the primary reason for initiating the takana, and her maisideo were only to reciprocate for the support to avoid ill feelings.